Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lepther joins us when we come back right after this.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Hey, cattle producers, let me invite you to Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale coming Friday, March 4th, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 505 Angus and 34 Hereford bulls in lot order. You can see the sale live at the ranch or go on the internet to liveauctions.tv or to Superior Click to Bid. For more information, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lepther from Lepther Commodities joins us now. And Tom, let's take a quick check on these livestock futures here this morning. And actually ended up not a bad day yesterday at the close. The cattle and the hogs modestly higher yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We saw live cattle and feeder cattle close positive Wednesday after starting the session on a negative side. So both our live cattle and feeders made new highs for the week yesterday, and the live cattle traded near their February highs. Now, for the third straight session, boxed beef prices were higher yesterday as choice was up $2.58, selects up $1.42 on a movement of 142 loads. So cattle kill of 102,000 head, the feeder index up 42 cents. Bids in the feed yards around 133, asking price 138 or higher, and the hogs also closed positive yesterday. On the close, April live cattle 65 cents higher, March feeders up 92, April lean hogs $1.52 higher.
We will check the grains when we come back right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, while we had a pretty nice day for the livestock, not such a great day on the grains yesterday. In fact, grains were lower across the board.
Yes, Dave, yesterday the wheat, corn, and soybean futures all traded mostly lower and definitely closed negative and made new lows for the week. The Chicago and Kansas City wheat made new contract lows yesterday, and the only good news was that all the contracts did bounce off their session lows yesterday. There was no fresh news Wednesday, only the repeat of the price negative news that we've already known about. Now, trading in the grains overnight has been mostly higher and in good volume. At the moment, May KC wheat's a penny higher. May corn's also a penny higher. May soybeans, 2.25 cents higher. May cotton's up 38 points. April crude oil is 24 cents lower. The March dollar index down 8 cents. And March Dow Jones futures, 8 points higher.
Now, Tom, for folks who might be interested in looking into commodities trading, how can they get a hold of you?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hi, Tom. Thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow morning. And that's something we will look forward to, as we always do. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lepther, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.